is a recovering politician writing about diversity, inclusion, and equity, a term that I've seen thrown around now for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, and I've never paused to ask, what does it mean? What is it supposed to mean? Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. It's DEI or DIA. First of all, let's solve that. And what does it represent? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. I call it the DIE cult because that is where the phrases came into the lexicon chronologically. First, we heard about diversity, then we heard about inclusion, and then we heard about equity. That would mean that the acronym, if done chronologically, would be DIE. Of course, the left does not like that. So the left changed the letters to make it DEI, which ironically and in some ways perversely is Latin for of God. Now, certainly the DIE cult is not of God. It's a left-wing political ideology. It is basically the foundation of the left civil religion, which they cram onto everybody, every opportunity they get in conjunction with their corporate cronies. And it is largely done to supplant the constitutional principles that we all must agree in to be American citizens, which are liberty and equality. So the left is part of the whole left's ability to retcon the American Republic, create their own republic, fly their own flags, create their own language, supplant existing traditional values, hollow out the meaning of language, especially when you look at things like diversity, which came largely as a way to change the word, the phrase affirmative action into diversity. If you think of the phrase affirmative action, John, and you just substitute the word diversity, you have the same thing. Ironically, because the word diversity comes from the root word div, which is divisive, division. You get the picture. The inclusivity leads to the exclusion of people who do not believe it, who do not want to believe in the left wing's version of it, or professed their version of it. It certainly is exclusive in practice. And when you look at equity, there's nothing equitable about taking somebody's hard-earned labor and handing it to somebody else who hasn't worked for it. So it's a traditional bait and switch, but it is also part of the attempt to supplant the foundational principles of the American Republic. And it's unfortunate because you see the corporations line up to get in on it and are doing it really willingly as accomplices for the left, because the left will help them in terms of their ability to guard against competition in the market, because the last thing corporations like are free and unfettered marketplace. Be that as it may, that's what it is, and that's why we need to talk about it, and it is also the basis of some of the radical chic that we see amongst rich people who want to pretend to be in solidarity with the masses.
Radical chic comes from the 1960s when I was a lad, and as I understood, it was very fashionable in New York, and the epitome of it, I believe there was a magazine that featured Leonard Bernstein's very, very plush, I think it was a duplex or a triplex on Park Avenue or Fifth Avenue, inviting to a classical music event, as I recall. It's very dim. Members of the Black Panthers, which at the time was considered a separatist group that was associated with violence. I believe there were people who were on trial or about to be on trial for a violent acts in California. It's all dim now. But radical chic was the high point of culture and New York City society, rubbing elbows with people in black leather jackets who wanted to upset or destroy or in some fashion do away with justice, law and order. And that was radical chic then. Is it the same today?
Well, both, yes, and both basically, John, the woke progressive movement, a radical chic, the primogenitors of both, from your generation on to the present, both, they all have one common link, which is contempt of the United States and a willingness to virtue signal. That's basically radical chic was virtue signaling back in the 60s. So when you look at it, the contempt of the United States is what undergirds it all, be it just an attempt to look cool to your peers or to actually undermine the foundational principles such as liberty and equality of the American Republic. again, it goes back to contempt. Now, my friend Lincoln Diaz Balart, who I served with in Congress, he's no longer there. His brother Mario is. Lincoln and his family had to flee Cuba because of the Castro Revolution. They were marked for death and expected it. And eventually they came to Miami, the United States, and he wound up in Congress. And again, his brother's there now. And Lincoln, we were talking about this, John, and how some people can so casually adopt radical chic and embrace the concepts from the Soviet Union and other barbarous regimes such as Mao's and Xi Jinping's China. And Lincoln just said, you know, there's a very fundamental question you should ask, and everybody should have the courage to face it. If you were a victim of one of these regimes, such as the Soviet Union or Xi Jinping's China, if you were a Uyghur, ask yourself, what nation's army would you want to liberate you from a concentration camp? And the answer is clear. It's the United States. And that puts the lie to the contempt of the United States that is exhibited as an ornament for pure approbation by the practitioners of radical chic. It puts the lie to their whole ideology.
Right now, Thaddeus, we're in a holding pattern looking at an election year. You're a recovering politician, so you read the tea leaves ahead of time. DEI or DIE, is that going to be part of the campaign?
Well, the left doesn't really run on it, do they, John? You don't see big ads with Democrats candidates saying, yes, I support diversity, inclusion, and equity, and I want them to supplant liberty and equality in the United States. Now, they try to run to the center and pretend what they are. But these Biden Democrats, these progressive left-wing woke Democrats, I think it's going to be very hard for them, because at the end of the day, the only thing that obscures the public's disdain for this radical left-wing idea, especially its economic policies. What obscures them is Donald Trump, because he is just such a personality that is a dominant personality that takes away from the policy differences that people have with the woke, progressive, radical, dangerous agenda. And so that's the complicating factor heading into 2024, is right now the personality is obfuscating some of the policy disagreements people have with Democrats. Now, if Trump is the nominee, that will probably continue through the election. If he's not, the Democrats are going to have a real serious problem, especially given this Biden economy.
That is McCotter, recovering politician, Detroit knowledgeable Michiganer, writing at American Greatness about diversity, inclusion, and equity. Scramble the letters. Diversity, equity, inclusion, die or day. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.